Ja, darf kuf yud ches oden am Ralf. Ihr wordet nan, ein Peuchsin, Leoni hoiver mi mokum le mokum, mi kika bepundion mi dalet soyin besela. And when he comes to the place, you have to give him a piece of bread, mi kikar, it's a loaf of bread. How much worth, how big is loaf of bread have to be? That you could buy it bepundion, that's a coin, that mi dalet soyin besela. You have dalet soin in the seller. That's how much value of the coin has to be. So that's the price of this loaf of bread. So Rashi says, halak mikikar, halakech bapunyin kishashar dalet soin beseller. Vapunyin echod miyud beis bedinner. The punyin is 1/12 of a dinner. Du echod mi memches beseller. That's 1/48 of a seller. Vishirler chachomim kikar zu lishtei sudas hayem balayla. The kid said, this loaf of bread feed you for a suda yom v'layla. That's the shear of this loaf of bread. Yeah. Is that how much you have to give the yoni? Is lon, lu yitzuya, the yoni wants to sleep by you overnight? Then noisun loy parnosas lina. You have to give him what he needs to sleep overnight. We'll soon see what that means. V'yim Shabbos, if the yoni comes to you for Shabbos, noisun loy mozun gimel sudas. So the claw, you only have to give him mozun for 3 sudas. Is the chur there's a kasha leimer rabbonim hiyvulay reb chitkiya? She comes out according to the rabbonin that you only have a chiyuv to have 3 sudus on Shabbos and not 4 sudus, because according to reb chitkiya there's 4 sudus. And the gemara liyela on reb chitkiya. This price it can even go according to reb chitkiya. Kigoyin the ikor suda bahadei that he only has a suda with him. So he came with 1 suda and he asked to eat now according to reb chitkiya 4 sudus on Shabbos. So you have to only give him 3 more because he has 1 already. The Amrinilei, Haidi Ika, Bahadoch Achlei. Eat the one you have with you like Friday night, that's 1, and then we'll give you 3 for tomorrow. Fredi Gemara, Vichi Ozla, Berekin Ozlei. I was there, when he goes away, he'll go away empty. And the Gemara, the Malvinanlei, Suda Badei, Enachnami, when he leaves, then you give him another Suda. So the kids, you give him 3 at the beginning, because he has 1 with him, and 3 more to go, that's 4, and then when he leaves, you give him 1 more. So the more my panosas lina. What does it mean a panosas lina? What does it mean if he wants to sleep overnight, you have to give him something to sleep with? And the more amra papa means puryo beisadim. You have to give him a bed to sleep with, or beisadim like a pillow. Trashi beisadim levedim laniach takas marshoisav. You have to give him a pillow to put it under his head, and you give him a bed to sleep on. That's what you have to give the yoni to sleep overnight. But the kids said we don't have a maskana to the machlekes rabbon and chidkiya. But Allah, we hold like the Rabbonin, you only have to eat 3 sudas on Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin. Karois she'ochol behem arvis. The place that you ate with on Friday night is madichen lechol behen shachris. You're allowed to wash them after the suda Friday night because you have to use them for Shabbos morning. So it's called the Tzerech Shabbos. Shachris, when you have your suda Shabbos in the morning, madichen lechol behem tzorayim. You're allowed again wash the plates. If you need them, teach Shalosh Shudas with. But tzarayim, when you ate it in the afternoon, is madichen lechol ben b'mincha. Why is it that you took a snack in the afternoon, and then you have das teed again shalosh shudas later, so you're allowed to wash the dishes for the snack, because you're going to use it again on Shabbos. Ma'ashenke min ha-mincha v'yeloch shuv ein ha-madich. But once you ate the shalosh shudas, those dishes, you shouldn't wash on Shabbos, because you don't need it anymore for Shabbos. It's only for the purpose of Mitzvah Shabbos, you can't prepare on Shabbos for Mitzvah Shabbos. So Rashi is shuvein madichin, the ein hadoch is duel l'chil. You only washing the dishes to tzer l'chil. That's also to do on Shabbos. Avul koisos v'kitunios koisos means like glasses. Ukitunios, that's the labels. Utzluches, a flask. Madiach v'ol kol yom kulei. No matter how many times you use it on Shabbos, the svar you'll keep on using it over and over again, like you never get finished drinking. Lefi shein kval lishtos. So never end to when you finish drinking. Samela, when you drink and you finish the glass, you're allowed to wash out the glass. Because as zichas svar, you may need it again on Shabbos. Now there's no such thing you only drink 3-4 times on Shabbos. You say that you drink. So the glass says you're allowed to wash out and clean out. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Kol HaMakayim Sholos Sudas B'Shabbos. So whoever's makpid to eat 3 Sudas on Shabbos is Nitzo Misholos Pronius. I'll save you from 3 different Pronius. Shomashiach, that's 1. Trashi Chevle Shomashiach, that's the pains that come before the Mashiach. The Amin of Iksubis. Dor Sheben David Bo Boy Kitkunya Betamid Chachamim. The door, like before Mashiach comes, there'll be a kitru kenegad Tamid Chachamim. Shenema v'yoid bo ashiro. Yeah, chevle loshin chevle leider. Like a pregnant, or labor pains. So before Mashiach comes, there'll be a lot of pains. So whoever's makpet eat shalashut, 3 sudas on Shabbos, will be nitzel from the chevle of Shomashiach. Or Medina Shegehenim, will be nitzel from Gehenim. Or Mechemes Goygumogig. As if the chevle Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes, there'll be the Mechemes Goygumogig, you'll be safe from those pains also. So the more Mechevle Shemashiach, what's the Rayik Sivaka says here, Yoim. Says by Shabbos Yoim, we have before the 3 days, it says 3 times Hayoim in the Posik. That's the Chiyav Tit, 3 Sudas on Shabbos. So the Yoim Amoisha Chlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim, Lashem Hayoim. So it says here Yoim, Oksiv Hosim, Hine Anochish Lech Lechem, Es Leyo Anov, Lefnei Bo Yoim. Before it comes the Mashiach, that goes on the Chevli Shomashiach. So if you eat Shalosh Sudas, Obimatsiyo from Chevli Mashiach. Medina Shegehenim, Ksiv Hoch Yoim, Oksiv Hosim, Yoim Ofer Hayoim Ahu. And that day goes on Gehenim, so the eating of Shalosh Sudas saves you from Gehenim. No Mechemes Goy Gomogog, Ksiv Hoch Yoim, Oksiv Hosim, Boy Bo, Bayoim Bo Goy. So that Mucham will be Bayoim, so this eating saves you from these 3 pronies. Om Rabbi Yechon Shem Rabbi Yossi, Kol Amane Gesa Shabbos. Manik Poshim means you give Halara Hano, you enjoy yourself on Shabbos. Poshim means the Gashmis, you have a lot of Gashmis on Shabbos. Is Noistan Loy Nachla B'li Mitzorim. We'll give you back a Nachla, you'll inherit B'li Mitzorim. It's Rashi Kleim Ein Lokates. Like you get back a lot of money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem Raposik says, Oz Tisanek Al Hashem, Shrav Hano from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chavticha Bo Mesayoritz. V'chavticha Nachlas Yaakov Avichon. And you get back to Bizeicha Nachla like Yaakov Avichon. Trashi Nachlas Yaakov. Oh, this is right. The Mar says, like Avram, doesn't say Avram, it says Ki Yaakov. Like Avram, Shekosa boy, kum is halich boris l'orkoi. Go the oritz l'orkoi. For like Ki Yitzchok, Shekosa boy, ki l'chol l'zarecho eten es kol arotz esel. It only says like this land. El Ki Yaakov, it says, if you're nachwitz Ki Yaakov, Shekosa boy, uferatzta yomo v'kedmo tzvayno v'negbon. By Yaakov it says will be pratzed to all over. That's the nachla you get back. The fact that you're machabit Shabbos. Hey, the more money you put in to spend the covered Shabbos, that's how much more money you get back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrashi l'okul levoch be'eretz zuvul eretz zuvul ayeser. It's not for only this and not more, or else the rotzus el v'suloi only these. Mashenkin by Yaakov it says loshen pratzed to yom avakein v'tzafayno v'negvam mashme ein gvul. You go all over. Rav Nachman of Yitzchok Amar Nitzel Mishibud Golis. The more you ma'anik Shabbos means the more money you spend l'kovet Shabbos, you'll be zeicher from Shibud Golis. You won't have to go through the pains of Shibud Golis. K'siv Hocha v'chavticha bo mesayoritz u'k'siv Hosam v'yata bo mesaymoi tidrech. That goes on Shibud Golis. Omer Rav Yudu Amar Rav Kol Amane Gesa Shabbos. Whoever spends money to have good food on Shabbos is noisen loy mishalis liboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you back what you want. Hey, since you spend money to mechaven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like oinik Shabbos, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kedusha, and Hashem will give us back whatever your heart desires. Shenem the Pesuk says, v'sana gal Hashem, if you have hanor with Hashem, that means you manik Shabbos, v'itin l'cho mishalis libcho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back your desires of your heart. So at Gemara, Oynig zer en yodei mal. What is the pshat in this oynig? What does oynig Shabbos mean? We say the more money you spend for oynig Shabbos, the more Hashem gives you back, and you nitzel and get zeicher nachlas bli mitzorim. What does oynig mean? Kishuaymer v'karosa l'Shabbos oynig. The pasuk says shkol Shabbos oynig hevi oymer the oynig Shabbos. It's talking about being oynig the Shabbos. Make the Shabbos good. What does that mean? Good and to enjoy the Shabbos. Ba'mer ma'angoy. How are you ma'anig the Shabbos? We have Yehuda Breit Rav Shmuel Bar Shelus Meshmei the Rav Omar B'Tavshil Shel Traden. You have to have good beets on Shabbos, a tavshil made from beets, V'Dogim G'dolim and big fish, V'Rosh Shumen, and the heads are very fat. Kids said that was Choshev of food. Because whatever it is, B'chol Mokim Shehem, whatever the Choshev of Oichum in your place, you're supposed to buy there and eat it for Shabbos, the Kovet Shabbos. Trashi Tavshil Shel Traden Choshevu. He said that time that was a Choshev dish. Think beets was very chashuv then. And Rosh Shumin chashuvim hoyul hen. It was very chashuv to have a fatty head. So if you eat the heads that were fat of the fish, that was a chashuv achilam. That's called Einik Shabbos. Yimanik, the Shabbos means you buy good food with covered Shabbos. And part of the pshat is, I mean, even though Shabbos is the Makor HaKadusha, Makor HaBrocha, but the pshat from Shabbos is Mekadosh Degashmis. Shabbos is the Makor HaKadusha, it's Mekadosh Degashmis. Therefore, there's an Indian to have more Gashmis on Shabbos, because Shabbos has the koyach to Mekadosh at all. It's like the more Gashmis you have, it's only not supposed to be just to fill yourself up. It's supposed to fill yourself up with covered Shabbos. But the Kadusha for Shabbos is Mekadosh Dachila. But Pashat Geret Oinig means to have a good Suda. Eat well on Shabbos. Spend the money to buy good food for Shabbos. Vayta Reb Chiya Barashi Omar Rav Afilu Dava Muet Ulechavet Shabbos is Asu Harez Oinig. Vayta says, if you can't afford too much, but you buy a little bit special to cover Shabbos, that's also called Oinig Shabbos. Mahi, what's the little bit that you buy? You also make time cover Oinig Shabbos? Amrapapa Kisa Daharsana. Type of a fish dish. Trashi dogim ketanim, small fish. Mutunogim b'shemen, it's mixed up with oil. Mutugna b'shemen, karb karbeim u'v'kemech. Has like the shemen of the inside of it, with flour in it. That's this type of a dish. That's called kisa d'harsana. That's like a middle type of class food, but if you bought it special, a couple of Shabbos, you also mekayim onik Shabbos. Omrab chiyab arab, omrab yechdin. So the kitzah, the yisaid of these things are, that you're supposed to spend what you can afford. And you shouldn't be stingy for Shabbos. Avad, if you can't afford it, you're not mechuyev to spend all everything. But something you could afford, just a question of being stingy and not stingy, you shouldn't be stingy and buy it l'kavod Shabbos. Omrab chiyav rab, omrab yechinen. Kol ha-meshabes Shabbos kechosoy. Whoever is shoy meshabes, afilu oivir avoy dezoro, kador enesh, even if he did a chet of avoy dezoro, is moichlen loy. But schus the kikim of Shmir Shabbos, Hashem will be loichi you on the chet even above the zara. Shenem and the pasuk says Ashri Yenish Yashar Zois Mechaloi is altik with Mechaloi Ela Mochuloi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is loichi you for the chet of the avoy the zara. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Ilmolei Shomru Yisrael Shabbos Rishoina. If the Eden would have watched the first Shabbos after Matan Torah, Loi Sholto Ben Uma Veloshin, no Am Veloshin could have started up a Klal Yisrael. Shenem and the Pasuk says, "V'ibu yom ashvi yotzu am lukoit." Right after Matan Torah, they went out on Shabbos to collect the mon. Uksiv vasrei v'yovei amalek. His Klal Yisrael did a chet that they collected the mon on Shabbos. They weren't shomer the first Shabbos, at least some Yidden. So Machlam is there right away. V'yovei amalek. Mashma, if they would have watched that Shabbos, they wouldn't have done the chet the first Shabbos. Amalek couldn't have come. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Ilmolei Mishamrim Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis Kilchosen. It will ever be that all Klai Yisrael watches is a Shemir for two Shabbosim straight is Miyad Nigolim. The Schuz there right away the Mashiach will come. There will be Zoycha for the Gula. Shinem and the Potsik says Koyama Hashem Masarisim Hashem Yishmu Hashem Shoysai. If you watch my Shabbosai Mashmu two Shabbosim Luksiv Basrei Vavayosim Alakoch Elhar Kodeshi. Mashmu, if you watch two Shabbosim, right away you be zeichet to the Mashiach. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Yosi said Yechelki Mioichle Sholos Sudes B'Shabbos. Yechelki means like I should be among these people. Now he's trying to say, even though people may think it's a Pashtu Dezach, no, he holds a Chashu Dezach, and I should be among those people that are Makbet eat three Sudes on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yosi, another midah was Yechelki Migurmei Halal B'Chol Yoyim. I should be a part of the people that say Halal every single day. Pray tomorrow, ain't it? It's no good. V'yom Amar Hakir Halal B'Chol Yoyim Areizah Mecharav from a Gadif. You like cursing the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's no good to say Halal every single day. So Drashi Areizah Mecharav from a Gadif. Sheneviyim or Rishonim Tiknu Loyim Beprokim. The Neviim will mistaken say Halal at special times. Lishavach Voido. And now that somebody says Hallel every single day, not at the right time, is it's like Stam, you're singing a song? It's not nice to Stam to sing Hallel. So it's no good to say Hallel every single day. And for the Gemara, he meant to say, it's good to say Psuka Zimra every single day. Shrashi, Shinei Mizmorim Shel Hiluvim Hallelu Es Hashem in Hashemayim Hallelu Kel B'Kodeshi. Has Rashi learned those are the two Iker Psukah de Zimra. Hey, it's the middle hollow that we say and the last hollow that we say. Those two are the Iker Psukah de Zimra. So Shmi Makpa to say this every single day. Right? Omer Rabbi Yossi, another meter is Yachelke Mimespaldim Yimdu Mechama. It's good to daven at the beginning of Yimdu Mechama, either in the morning, that means by Nates, when the sun first comes out, or also daven Mincha right before Shkia. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to daven Shemoneh Esrei then, kevesikin, as soon as the sun rises. Omer Rab Zera, my crow, where's the posik? Yeruchim Shem Shafnei Erech Dor Dorim. So Rashi, Dimdu Mechama Kishiyaduma, Shachris, when the sun is still red, it just came up. Achrei HaNeitz, as soon as the Neitzachama, Miyati Yaduma, it's still red. The Arvis, who had been at night time, Samach L'Shkiyosa, right before Shkiyah, that's the time to daven Mincha. Im HaShemesh, Im Zrichosai, Lufnei Yireach, Koidem Or HaYireach, Or HaShemesh L'Shloshoka. And right before the moon comes out, while the sun is still there before Shkiyah, that's when you should daven Mincha. V'yomer Reb Yosi Yechelki Mimeisei B'choli Mayim. It should be among the people that their Misa should be from stomach problems. Why choli mayim? What's wrong with stomach problems? Well, what's good about stomach problems? The Yom Amar, Ruban shel tzadikim neisim choli mayim. Rova that tzadikim die because of choli mayim, stomach problems. So he wanted also to be like that. Zrashi shemiyasvim b'yisurim mesmarkin av nesayim. Zrashi l'nstamazoy, the stomach gives you a lot of problems. But the pshat is they wanted to have their oinish before they were maced that all their chatoim would be nichbar in this world and they wouldn't get another later. From Rabbi Yossi, Yechelke Mimeisei B'derech Mitzvah. I should be among the people that die while they're doing a mitzvah. Because even though Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin, it doesn't mean why you're doing the mitzvah mamish. But B'shas Misi, should be Yossi thinking about trying to do a mitzvah. From Rabbi Yossi, Yechelke Mimeisei Shabbos B'Tveria. That means they were Mekabel Shabbos early. The Drashim B'Fnei Shia Muka, since Tveria was deep, was like in a valley, O Mach Sheches M'Boi Join. It gets dark there while it's still daytime. And they thought, what, it gets dark early, they think it's Shabbos early. So the kid said, the Mekabu Shabbos early in Tveria. Or Mimoitsoi Shabbos, he said, but at the end of Shabbos, he should be like people in Betzipuri. What's in Tzipuri, is it Rashi? She Yoshev is Barosh Ahar. Tzipuri, they have to live on top of the mountains. Or Beyoike Shechama Shekah Nirashom. Calls the man the Shkia, the sun is going down, you can see the sun rays. Or God Lumachim Lotzeis. Kids on top of the mountains, when do you know it's light? When the sun is pitch dark. When the sun goes down altogether, that's called light by the mountains. So the kids, they said it's good to be Mekabel Shabbos early and to make Mitzvah Shabbos as late as possible. You should be upon the people that sit inside the Beis HaMedrash. So Trashi Meshu Beis HaMedrash, Chazonim. The Chazonim of the Beis Medrash, and Maasvei Talmidim Mechol Yom Lovi, and the people that call the Talmidim to come every day to learn. For Loi Mimamidim Beis Medrash, and not alone just to be from the Maimid of the Beis Medrash. Rashi Memunim Leis Oichel, Loi Megi Yais Lamach Lechel. Hey, you shouldn't be the guy that tells the people it's lunchtime. That you shouldn't be. Hey, tell the Talmidim it's time to stop learning, go to eat lunch. That's not so good. You better be there. Time to tell the Talmidim it's time to come into Shia. That's better. Yom Rab Yosi, Yechelki Megaboi Tzedakah, I should be part of the people that collected Tzedakah. Lemi Mechelki Tzedakah, and not the people that give out, divide out the money to the Aniyim. Shashi Mechelki, Aniyim Tzedakah, the Arena Babasra, Ferkama. Tzedakah Nigbus Bishnaim, you collect Tzedakah with two people. When you divide it out to Aniyim, you have to have three people there. It's a big achrayus to give out the money. You have to make sure each oni needs it and how much he needs. Sometimes you make mistakes, you give one person too much. So it's a shver achrayus to give out the money. So you don't want to take that achrayus, you'd rather be from the people just collect and let somebody else give it out. People are choshed, I did a chet, I did something wrong, and I didn't do it. That's a good zach, like you get schar for that. Omer HaPapa, Lididi choshdon, why have it be? People were choshed, I did something wrong, and he says, Klo, really, I didn't do that thing. Omer Rab Yosi, Chomosh Bilois Bialti, he has five bees, it means with his wife. Vinatisi Chamisha Rosem Bisrael. As he meant to say, really, he had five children. And each son was Lamish and Oriz was like an Erez, a cedar tree, was a God of Israel. Oman Inu, who are these five he had? Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Avtilas, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Nachim, Rabbi Yaisi. For the Morai, the Iker, Vadimus, and the Morai, Hainu, Vadimus, Hainu, Menachem, the same person. The Mai, Korol, Vadimus, Sheponev, Daimel, Leveret. He looks so nice like a rose. His face looked like a rose. For the Gemara, Lemaim, Rabbi Yaisi, Mitzvah, Sainol, Lekayim. But tell him he only has 5 years with his wife his whole lifetime, so Mashi was a Mekai Mitzvah Oino. Oino is at least once a week for Talmud Chochem. So how come he only has 5 years? Ele'ema chomesh bilois ba'alti v'shanisi. Means 5 times he had a bia and then a second time right away. So Drashi kidei shiyuz chorim. The Yom Amar, horoitze shiyabonav z'chorim, yivol v'yishna. Tomorrow in the evening, if you want to have boys, so have bia once. And then the second bia, your wife is already excited, so then she'll be Nizra first, and then you'll be, the zero comes second, so you'll have a zocher. Omer Rabbi Yosi, mi yomi leikarisi liishti ishti. I never called my wife wife, or lishar rishar. I never called my ox an ox. Ela liishti beisi. I always called my wife house. In order to show that she's the equal of the bias, and she has to take care of the house. I called my ox my field. Notice he keeps me going. He's my I get my panosa from my shore. He works from he's like my field. As even the way it spoke, his normal talking, you also learn chokhmah from it. Ishti basis of Trashi she ikir shobai. She's the ikir of the house. She has to take care of the house. The shore we saw die. She ikir shel soda. The receiver rabu tvuas v'keich shore. That depends how good the ox works on the field, how much tfuah will grow. So the ik of the field depends upon the ox. Omer Rabbi Yosi, miyomai lo nistakalti b'mila shali. He never looked at his mila. So Drashi means meroif tznius. He's talking about his midas tznius that he had. He never looked at his mila. Pedemor eini, I've omer le Rebbe, my time makor lo chor Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Now the ask Rebbe, we know Rebbe had a name, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Why was he called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Omalu miyomai loyneskalti the mila shali. Because I never looked at my mila. So mashma, this was a mida by Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKodesh. See, I can say Rabbi Yosi also had this mida. So Rabbi Yosi also should have been called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And the Gemara name, Rabbi Milsa Achriti Heavy Bay. Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a bigger mila. So hichnis yodai tachas avneitun. He never put his hand below his belt. That's how much sneeze he had. Not only he never looked at his mila, but he never even went near it, he never even put his hand underneath his belt. So exactly what this means, I don't know if it means literally or not. The chval, he never put on his shoes, I guess I should say. But Rashi says, I mean Rashi here, you're right. Rashi is here. Tachas av neitoi, no, and Rashi just says here, menavnet lamata here. Alright. V'yom Rabbi Yosi, miyomai loyro koyres beisi imri chaluki. The walls of my house never saw the inside of my clothing. In other words, whenever he got undressed, he always had a robe around him. He never asnius. He never let the walls see his underwear. V'yom Rabbi Yosi, miyomai loyavarti adibri chaveri. I never went kineged what my chaverim told me. Yodei ani biatzmi sheini koyin. I know I'm not a koyin. Im oimrim li chaveri olo leduchin. If my chaverim will ask me, go and duchin, ani oila, he went up to duchin. Of course, I've been some modern, the chur is not allowed to do like this. So tell you this, the kasha. Ilu hayoim li chaverim ol duchin, lo yodari ma isa yesh bazir, yesh bazar oilu duchin, im lay mishum brochel of atollah shakana marmuter lavorech es Yisrael. The chur is a brochel of atollah. Only a kain could do it, and not Yisrael. So can I guess the kasha, smash from other places, that there is an isra asay for Yisrael to be oilu duchin. The mitzvah is only upon a kohen, not upon a Yisrael. But some want to say the Yisra Asay is to go out to Duchen, b'shas Duchenin. But stam, any time, stam to say Brichas Kanim, there wouldn't be any Yisra. Right? Rabbi Yisra, I'm not clear, but he said that when Schaverim told to do it, he listened to Schaverim and he did it. Yeah. Should I call him the Mechavir? Yeah. V'yom Rabbi Yosi, miyomai lo yomarti dovar v'chazarti l'achurei. I never said something and then I should be chayzer from it. Trashi shimbo mi shomarti olov dovar v'sholem amati kein olov lo yichazarti v'lo yimur eni kedvorov. Shlofi shemetchila emes amati k'sova kalmisya dimisamron v'yafei mora lesbe mishulnishna bishna. He's, whatever, al sloshin horov. Whatever he said something in front of the Bible, he said it once, he wasn't chayzer. If he said it, he held what he said was right. Omer Rav Nachman, Taisili de Kayamti Gimel Sudis B'Shabbos. Taisili mitrish, I should be zoicha to have schar, because I was mekayim, shalosh sudis, I ate shalosh sudis on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda, Taisili, I should be zoicha, de Kayamti Iyun Tfila. I used to daven good with a lot of kavona. Omer Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Taisili, so right, he's all man niyom saying, shot that these midas help you a lot. It's a chashuv thing. Tastely, I should be zoicha to loisagina dal damas begila rosh. I never walk dal damas without wearing a yarmulke begila rosh with an uncovered head. Omer Rav Sheshes, tastely the kiyamti mitzvahs tefillin. That is mekayim mitzvahs tefillin. Omer Rav Nachman, tastely the kiyamti mitzvahs tzitzis. I was makpid always to mekayim mitzvahs tzitzis. So drashi the kiyamti mitzvahs tefillin means shloi holach arba amas bloi tefillin vechen lin yitzitzis. That's the Chiddush. Not that they stamp put it on, but he never walked down the Amos throughout the day without wearing tefillin or tzitzis. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi the Rabbah. Ovuch, b'may zoyetvei, what was your father more nizarin? Omalei b'tzitzis. He was nizarin tzitzis. What happened? Yoim echad hevi kosolik b'darga. He was going down the ladder. Ifsik lechuto. And one string of the tzitzis fell off, got cut off from the tzitzis. For Leinochis, he stood on the ladder. He didn't go down the ladder. V'yosa ekama deloy rami. He didn't move from the ladder until first he had somebody come there and bring him a new pair of tzitzis and put on the tzitzis. Then he moved. That's how makpid he was upon tzitzis, not to move without the tzitzis. V'yom Rabbaya tasteli dechichazina sumer rabbonim. Where Rabbaya said, "When I used to see sumer rabbonim poshim means young tamidim." The Sholem Mesechta, when they finished learning a whole Mesechta, Avidna Yoyme Tevul Rabbon. This is the Makor to make it seem when you finish learning a Mesechta. Abaye said when he saw the Tamidim finish learning a Mesechta, he went to make a scene for them. What type of scene? Mamish made a Yomtif, the Rabbon. Trashi Avidna Yom Tevul Rabbon. Le Tamidim Rosh Yeshiva Hoyu. He was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he made the scene for the Tamidim. Omar Rova. Tastily, and this is the Makor to make a scene. When you finish a Masechta, it's a big mitzvah, a big simcha, should make a scene, make a suda. Omar Rova, tastily, dichiyosa tsumer rabbonim lekamoy ledino, when a tsumer rabbonim, the young Talmud Chochem, comes to me, and he was a dying, and he asked me a shalom, loy mazigna reisha veisadio, nor it's Rova saying, I never put my head down, nor I didn't go to sleep that night. Unless I could find the schus for Talmud Chochem. And since he loved them so much, he worked very hard to make sure he'll find the schus that should be zoichi b'din. Shrashid chiyosu sum rabbonin, shechibas Talmud Chochem olai. He loved them so much. Shlomi ziga, shoshayin maniach reishi al akar. He didn't put his head on the pillow. Kamad lemafichn le b'schusay, ad she'era im yesh b'dvorav l'schusay. If I could find something to make a schus for them. Omamar ba Ravashi, pasilna li lutzuma rabon ladina. He said a bigger din. Ma Ravashi said he's posel to paskin the shaila for tzum rabon for Talmud Chochem. Why? My time of the chovav like a gufay, because I love them like my own heart, like me myself. V'yenodem royachay v'liatzma. A person can't dance from himself. So I love the Talmud Chochem like myself. He said he's posel to paskin for Talmud Chochem. V'ayta Rabbi Chanina me'atif. On Erev Shabbos, like Kabbalah Shabbos, used him atif, means put a nice jacket on, his back, whatever, nice coat. And Omar, he said, "Bo, let me go out, v'neitzelik v'shabbos hamalka. I want to go out and greet and meet Shabbos hamalka." That's what we say, l'chodoy, l'chodoydi. We have Yanai, lovish, mani, mali Shabbat. He also put on a mani, nice clothing, Erev Shabbos. V'yoma, boyikala, boyikala. Rabba baralfunik loy levei rabba. He went to visit Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. He went to visit him on Shabbos. He didn't know he was coming. And he went to him, he brought out to them three nice cakes, beautiful portions. So Drashi, a boy he calls Rashi, Yochi Korole Leshavisa Shabbos Vitei Chavivas. Since they love Shabbos, they call the Shabbos like boy he call him. Yitchiz Rashi Rikikin Tochin Pinein Beshumin Al Yoy Beshemin. Nice cookies with fat on top of them. Kishmaka dish. He put out of them three cookies. Omele, Mehevi Yadison Diastino. Did you know when we come to visit you? Like, how come you had disappeared? Omele, Miyadifolon Minoi. Are you better than Kovet Shabbos? I said, I had this for Kovet Shabbos. The Kovet Shabbos, they always have good food in my house. So, punk, you come, I'll serve it to you also. But I didn't make it special. For you, I made a special Kovet Shabbos. So, Kovet Shabbos, they had a special cake in the house. Joshim Yadifolon Minoi. Klumat Techoshav Lonum in Ashabbos? Are you more choshev than the Helke Shabbos? The Chavit Shabbos, Ichnus. V'loi heyinu yoidim shetovoi. I brought these special cakes, the Chavit Shabbos. And now that you're here, I'll let you have it also. Reb Abba Zovin Betleisa Astiri Pshite Bishra. Reb Avin bought meat for Shabbos. He spent 13... 13-